Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. But I'm going to cut to the chase and get down and personal here with you guys. You know, it's we watched an awful lot last night happening. All kinds of breaking news, you know. I would have thought Russia and Syria would have been the breaking news, but the breaking news, da-da-da-da-da-da, was all about emails. And now I've got an article here about Trump is going to go back to Fox. And I'm thinking, who cares? All that's going on, who cares? Well, it would appear in watching things unfold, it would appear to me that the only persons on this planet to fear our president is our very own Congress. Republicans and Democrats alike, they push all that is not right, all that is unmoral, all that doesn't bring safety to our nation. They just push all that aside. They push aside common sense in our finances. They push aside liberty. Nothing matters anymore. And we, the people, are not represented. We are the only slaves to the occupiers. That's all we are to them. Just a way to get money. So they sit there in their offices and occupy them, and they cut deals with their lobbyists and those that have the money to fund their next campaign. They go around and they do speeches and they get paid lots of money for them. And the D.C. occupiers continue to occupy their offices, to cut their deals, to cater to their money makers and their lobbyists. They please the president all the while ignoring we the people. Boehner attempted to quote scripture this week. I don't know if you heard that or not. Maybe that was Friday. About false prophets. And then he pushes deals that continue to fund murdering babies and selling their parts for profit. Excuse me, for research. He pushed forward the Iran deal. He pushed forward Obamacare. He does not represent the people. So to him I say, Boehner, cry me a river. I'm tired of it. I'm done with you. I'm done with you and all the politicians with their deceitful political ways. Are you done with them yet, America? My friends and my neighbors and my family, are you done with them? Doesn't it make you just absolutely sick? What they do? Or have you become so callous to it that you just throw it aside and think, yeah, whatever. Well, what does that do for the future of this nation? CSC Talk Radio isn't here just to be here. I continue this mission of truth, trying to round up all of us who do care, because it's time. It's time we stop taking D.C. lying down as if we have no power. The truth is, we had the power all along. We're the ones to really blame. Just like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, we don't need a fairy godmother. We had the power all along. The power to come home. And so do we, America. So do we. Going back to my original statement, Putin has no fear of Obama. Do you? Obama has no fear of Congress. Do you? Congress has no fear of you. And they should. You are the ones Congress should fear. Not Obama. the old song from back in time. I think it was a rap song, actually. I've got the power. Use it. America, use it. You've got the power. You've got the power to bring America home. It's not going to happen in the blink of an eye. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen with one election. But you have the power to make it happen. I don't often agree with President Obama, but I did. He made a statement, and I'm just paraphrasing it. He made a statement that says, America deserves better than last-minute votes, deadline legislating. And he's right. We do. How many times do we come to this point where, oh, the deadline's tonight. Are they going to vote? Are they going to shut down the government? Well, who cares? Shut it down. They're basically shut down anyway. What are they doing? What have they really done productive? I'm not scared of Congress. Are you? I'm not scared of President Obama. The thing I fear the most are those American people who think they can do nothing and that they have no power. For that is truly the failing of we the people. We've lost our moxie, meaning our force of character and our determination and our nerve. We've lost it. We've been told we have to be politically correct. We get ridiculed if we stand against something. If we say we're against murdering babies, we're told we just don't like women. And we cower down. I've got the power. You've got the power. We've all got the power. We need to use it, America. You know, I say it gently every day to bring America home. But truly, we are a force to be reckoned with. Use your republic power and bring America home. It's that simple. They didn't say it was going to be simple, but it is that simple. Make those phone calls. Write those letters. I have a list. You know I like lists. I have a list of those who voted to keep this government going, you know, because they can't shut it down. That would just be terribly, terribly devastating to the nation. But it's not devastating at all to continue to give Planned Parenthood $500 million. That's not devastating at all, is it, to murder children, to take advantage of women when they're desperate and down, trodden and out? Well, I have a list. I'm not going to read them all to you. I think what I'll do is read you the good guys. The ones, and I'm going to brag on him. I give this man a really hard way to go. I'm going to brag on him a little, but only a little, because he didn't vote right last week. But today, or yesterday, he voted not to do this, not to give the go-ahead, and that would be Roy Blunt from Missouri, Boozman from Arkansas, Burr from North Carolina, Coates from Indiana, Cotton from Arkansas, Crapo from Idaho, Cruz from Texas, Heller from Nevada, Einhoff from Oklahoma, Lankford from Oklahoma, Lee from Utah, Moran from Kansas, Paul from Kentucky. Now, see, Paul voted the opposite way earlier, and I wondered why, and I said, I bet he'll come back and he'll vote no for the entire thing. Rich from Idaho, we're on now time. Sass from Nebraska, Scott from South Carolina, Sessions from Alabama, Shelby from Alabama, Toomey from Pennsylvania, Vitter from Louisiana, all of them were Republicans. But that's not near all the Republicans. There was a bunch of them that voted to do it. And there's two that didn't even bother to vote. Graham from South Carolina and Rubio from Florida. We're going into a break. 877-895-5410 is the number to call, and we will be right back.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real Buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her real Buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or you who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a Rest Drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y, DairySupply.com, or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Church, you're listening to CSE Talk Radio. Now, the vote, what that actually means is another deadline, because it's a temporary extension or a temporary grant to continue the government, continue funding everything, including Planned Parenthood, until through December. So once again, they'll come up with a last-minute vote on whether to shut the government down or continue. Now, yesterday I brought to you an article. No, you know, I think I didn't. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. It was the article where they had actually had an outside source investigate the videos of Planned Parenthood and said they were not edited except for bathroom breaks and such that didn't really matter. They were not edited. Planned Parenthood is guilty. And yesterday, our Congress decided to continue giving them money. Now, when we're looking at this, and I'm not trying to be ugly about it, but when we're looking at this, because I was one of them that said, too, you know, that $500 million, we can use it in other places to help families and clinics and women and da-da-da. But we are broke. We could just stop spending that money, couldn't we? We could. We won't. What do you think? Do you think they'll actually shut this down? Do you think they'll actually stop funding Planned Parenthood after December? Or are they hoping that it's all just going to die down and go away and the American people are going to forget about it?
And in that, why? Why does Planned Parenthood mean so much to everyone? It doesn't do what it says. It doesn't really. Let's stop and think about this. The main service is abortion. They might do a few other things, but their main service is abortion. And they are selling baby parts for profit. And the head of Planned Parenthood makes $500,000 a year. And when questioned about that in the hearing, they claimed that was sexist, that they wouldn't have asked that of a man. Well, of course they would have. It's a nonprofit organization that's receiving government funds. You have every right to know what their administration, what their salaries are, who's getting what, and where the money goes and where it comes. Audit them. And audit everyone that does business with them. It's that simple. It usually is. Just follow the money. But they cried out another war against the women because they were asking, questioning that she makes $500,000 a year in salary. And she gets treated like royalty wherever she goes first class. That's your money. That's you, the taxpayer, who's barely making it from bill to bill, from month to month, from week to week, from paycheck to paycheck, if you've even gotten a paycheck these days. Many of us aren't. Yet, your Congress has decided to keep funding them through December, and then we'll make a decision. Rubio's running for president. He didn't even vote. I'm curious about that, aren't you? Was he too busy campaigning? Was this not important enough to show up on? Or did he not want it to dirty his campaign? And the same thing with Graham from South Carolina. That kind of ruins them on my book. Why don't they show up to vote? This is their job. Campaigning something else. He has plenty of time to show up on Fox. He has plenty of time to do his little quips against Trump. He needs to show up to vote. Maybe he was there and chose not to vote. That's even worse yet. Why? Why did Graham and Rubio not vote? Well, they're only going to be keeping things going for another few months, and then we're going to go through this all over again, and we'll have to listen to them once again as they have to approach a deadline and they waver that scare tactic in front of us about shutting the government down. I really don't have a fear of that. Perhaps I should, but I don't. Like I said in the beginning, the fear that I have are the millions of American people who aren't voting, the millions of American people who are discouraged and think they have no power when they have those ruby slippers all along, and they do have the power. Is there vote fraud? Yes, there is voting fraud going on, but they can only cover up so much. Start making a difference at home and in your communities and in your counties and in your states. We'll eventually take care of those D.C. occupiers. We've got the power. I've been giving the phone number out. I was kind of ornery last night. Every article that I posted on Facebook came with a D.C. switchboard number. You've got the power. You need to use it. Don't be afraid. Putin's not afraid. And you shouldn't be either. You should not be afraid because you have the power. Well, what difference does it make who's going to be leaders of Congress again? Who's going to take Boehner's place? What difference does it make? Does it make a difference to you? Well, Dick Morris has come out with something, and this is kind of what I was afraid of. We have this McCarthy that's going to be coming on. And I wonder if he's going to do any better than Boehner. We have John from Illinois. John, how are you today?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of five-year-olds get along a lot better than what all of our congressmen are doing.
Yeah, but they only don't get along in front of the camera. They seem to get along when they vote, don't they?
Sometimes. But I would be willing to get rid of all of them and start all over again and see just how many of them really know the Constitution.
Well, we know that they don't care about it if they know it. But, you know, we kind of sort of did that, you know, when we put the, you know, they said, give us a Republican majority and we'll take care of things. And nothing has changed.
Nothing.
Nothing. And we can blame it on whatever we want. Boehner obviously caves a lot. McConnell caves a lot. Do they cave or that's just their agenda in the first place, you know? Are you there, John? All right. We lost John. Well, Dick Morris has, he's been in an interview there with Newsmax, and he made some really good points about what we might expect from McCarthy. GOP wants McCarthy to share in the goodies. He says here, and this is Bill Huffman that's writing this article, he says, is the Republican establishment ruling the House of Representatives now humbled and ready to listen to their conservative constituents in the wake of House Speaker John Boehner's shock resignation? I don't know. Were you that shocked that he resigned? I was shocked that he didn't get kicked out before, and then I was disappointed. But I knew when that didn't happen, nothing was going to change. Well, let's go on in this. It says, don't be on it. He says, don't bet on it for a single minute that anything's going to be different, that they're going to listen to the constituents. Don't bet on it. He says, they want McCarthy, I'm sorry, I'm saying his name wrong, in power because they'll share in the goodies. And there's only one way to teach these guys a lesson, and that's to beat them in primary fights. We're talking about at home, folks. Beat them in the primary fights. He says, I hope up and down the people that support McCarthy, who come from districts where there's a strong conservative movement, face primary fights and are defeated, just like Eric Cantor was. He says, you need a few more of those scalps on the wall before these idiots take you seriously. That's the power that I'm talking about that you have. Pay attention. Who's pushing for McCarthy? Who's pulling the strings? Who's voting one way or another? I've got another article in here. I didn't get a chance to really study it in depth. But it's just talking about the games that they play and they manipulate, and you and I don't see what they're doing. Well, this vote yesterday, you know, they wouldn't let, we're running out of time, we're going into a break. They wouldn't let Cruz put his amendment on it. They wouldn't allow him to even speak. But we're going to fund that government. We're going to fund the Planned Parenthood. We're going to keep things going through December, and then we'll have another last-minute vote, I'm sure. 877-895-5410. That's the number to call, and we'll be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism grief? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only
$13.99. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. You know, I was sharing with you something that Dick Morris is talking about with the McCarthy taking place. Excuse me, I got a tickle in the throat of Boehner. Pardon me. And he says we've got to put a few more scalps on the wall with these false conservatives. You know, they cater to whoever's going to give them money. And they cater to the GOP. They're not there to represent a party. They're there to represent you and me. And that's why I like it when I have the lists of names and how they voted. And it's simple to get those these days. Now I usually get them off of, you know, just, you know, like Newsmax will put them out, or the Daily Signal with the Heritage Foundation. They're real good about putting out those lists. And you can see exactly how your representative or senator voted. And then you know. So you need to question them. Why did you vote that way? You know, I was watching last night on Fox when they were having a so-called debate. It was more of a screaming match. And if I was the commentator, which was Hannity, I believe, I'd have told her the interview was over. This woman was screaming and going off. In fact, told him to shut up, that she was talking. Defending Planned Parenthood, calling everything else that has been seen and everything that they were saying was liars. And Lila Rose was on. Every time Lila Rose is on, this woman is on. And every time that woman insults Lila Rose by calling her the wrong name. Every single time I've seen her, she's done that. She's insulted her personally. Calls her a liar. Lila Rose is not a liar. Lila Rose went to Planned Parenthood undercover herself, pretending to be an underage teenager that was being taken advantage of by an older man and in a bad position now. Something that is a crime that Planned Parenthood should have reported, but they did not. The other woman, I failed to remember or know her name. But she's always disrespectful. She's always screaming. She's always calling people liars. And when she told Hannity to shut up, that she was talking, if I was Hannity, that would have been the end of the interview. And she would have never, ever been on the show again. Not because I don't want her to give her opinion, but because she can't give an opinion. She just tells you, you're a liar. These representatives and senators are there for you. There is no doubt if they watched the Planned Parenthood videos that were taken undercover, Planned Parenthood is guilty of crimes, of felonies. And they should not get taxpayers' dollars. It should have stopped immediately while the investigation was going on. Then if they were found innocent, which they will not be. If they are, it's trumped up. Sorry, Donald. Didn't mean to use your name. You and I can see the handwriting on the wall, can't you? Can you not see the crimes that are being perpetrated and that they're being ignored? Totally and completely ignored. But why? Why is it so important to continue giving the money to Planned Parenthood? That's my question to those who are so adamant that we can't stop that process. Feeding the murdering monster, Planned Parenthood. Your representatives and your senators seem to have no problem with it. Oh, there's some that voted against. But they blocked. This is Republicans. They blocked Senator Cruz's amendment to this bill they passed yesterday. They wouldn't even let it hit the floor. They play games in the House. And they use your money, taxpayers' dollars, mean nothing to them. They're gambling, and it's no skin off their back. They're using your money. So why do they care how much money goes to Planned Parenthood? It's not theirs. It's yours. That's the only thing they're there to do, is take care of your liberty and to guard your dollars. And they do neither one. They are D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. Like I said, I've got their names. I'm very curious as to why the two running for president didn't cast a vote. Were they too busy campaigning? Or did they want to not give their support one way or another? There's nothing more cowardice, more yellow, more despicable than a fence rider. Someone who will not make a decision. We have Mike from Virginia. Mike, how are you today?
Hey, Carol, what's shaking?
Oh, no, a whole lot. I'm just kind of angry at the D.C. occupiers.
Well, I'll tell you what's so important to them to keep it open. It's called kickbacks.
Oh, yes. You got that right.
Somebody's getting a kickback somewhere, okay? Or a whole lot of people are getting kickbacks because it makes no sense at all.
No, it doesn't. Not when you're looking on the outside and just looking at the evidence. The evidence, as far as, you know, I don't know where you're talking about the kickbacks, but they get perks. And they get promises to support their next campaign, their next part of their career. These are career politicians. They're not representing you and me.
Well, if you look up the word politician and statesman in an old dictionary, I have a 1934 dictionary, and it says it right in there that a politician is career-minded and doesn't care about affairs of states, whereas a statesman doesn't play party politics. You know, and he stands up for principles and stuff like that. We have very few statesmen left.
You know, I don't trust any of them anymore. But, and there's things that Ted Cruz has done that I've not liked. But I see him as fighting. And I do like that. And, you know, yesterday I talked about how hard do you want these guys to fight for you? He gets beat up all the time there in Congress. They wouldn't even let him present his amendment. And all that amendment was going to do was take, if I remember rightly, was take Planned Parenthood out of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple other things. I think it was going to attack the Iran deal. And then Meehan is attacking the Iran deal. I'm not sure where they're going to let him go with that. He's coming from another direction. But it's always a deadline. I do agree with Obama on that, although he was the same way when he was in the Senate. It's always a deadline. These guys don't do anything, and then it's a deadline. We've got to get it done this week.
Yeah, it's got to be done right now, or it's got to be done yesterday, you know?
Or everything's going to shut down, and I'm thinking, it was already shut down, or you wouldn't be doing this last-minute stuff. We're going into a break. Thanks, Mike.
Shut it down, you know?
I'm not scared of them. Shut it down. All right, Mike, thank you so much. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio, and you're listening to Beth Ann, and she is not happy. 877-895-5410, and we will all be right back.
You a David. There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send an email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Talk Radio. I've been kind of on a rampage here. I go back to Charlie Reese, and you know, we can't blame it on any one man. They want to blame everything on Obama, that's fine. You just go ahead and try that. But he can't do what he does without our Congress allowing it. All of them, Democrats and Republicans. And it's got to stop sometime to be, it's got to stop being about the party. And it's got to start being about the people. Now, you out there in listening land, my neighbors, my friends, you need to understand. You need to stop being about the party and start caring about you and the people in your community and the people in your home. We have David from Arizona. David, how are you today?
Good morning, Beth Ann. By the way, you are at your best when you're on a rampage. I'm so angry and so passionate. The only good people in the House I can think of are maybe three. Charles Grassley from Iowa and Ted Cruz, although his wife, I don't know if she still works for Goldman Sachs or not, but that bothers me.
Yeah, that is troubling, but you know... You get into these jobs and things, but I don't think she's there anymore, but yes, she was.
Well, you know, J. Edgar Hoover was the guy that put the polish on corruption and blackmail and pressure and making, you know, he wasn't elected, he was appointed, but he controlled Washington when he was in power through blackmail and you know, the whole climate of greed, staying in office and everything. And I want to tell America, we need a clean sweep. You know, your congressmen at home and senators at home are not doing their job. Let's get rid of them. Let's put new people in there and demand the best from them. I went to Vietnam in 1964, and I stayed there 24 months. almost being shot at almost daily. I love my country. I love what this country stood for. You notice I use past tense. We don't stand for it anymore, and it makes me cry.
Yeah, it does.
I want the beauty back of this country.
We want to bring America home.
Our forefathers were geniuses, and they formed a beautiful, beautiful government, and we've lost it.
And we are the ones who did it, because we're the ones who have the power. We've allowed these career politicians to have their way for way too long. And you're absolutely right. It's time that we bring America home, to home to what it used to be.
It sure is.
Home to
it,
what
it's
supposed to be.
Yes, bring America home.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Dave. Thank you so much.
Thank you for everything you do.
Well, thank you. We have Sherry from Nebraska. Sherry, how are you today? Oh, we lost her. Okay, she dropped off. Okay, well, what really sparked my upset nature today is the attack by Putin right after he was right here. So we can see he has no fear of our administration. He doesn't fear Obama. He doesn't fear Congress. Congress and Obama should be working together, not fighting one another. That's all I've seen in I don't know how many administrations now. All they do is fight. And voters are always told, if you give us this, if you give us that, we'll make a difference. And they never, ever make a difference. Ted Cruz gets up and he says that. He calls them out. They don't like it. That's not healthy for the party. They don't like it. I'm probably the only talk show, the only talk show host that really is one of you. I've raised a family. I've been on the farm. I've been in the city. I'm in town now. I've done it all. I worked in a factory. I worked as a secretary. I worked in a processing plant here, and I'm going to give them a little plug. I wish they would support the show. Burger Smokehouse, if you haven't ever had, you've never had good ham or good summer sausage unless you've had Burger Smokehouse. And it's local right here in California, Missouri, family-owned and operated, a great industry, great people, serving the nation and international. Their products go everywhere. I worked there for a while. I raised a large family. I even babysat for a while I was taking care of my kids. I've done it. I've been where you are. I have trouble. I had trouble putting shoes on my kids. I am you. I'm not somebody that's making a big name for myself. It'd be nice, but just because I'm you. Not for me. For you. For this nation. I'm the only talk show that talks about rural America. The attack that we're under. How hard it is. Do we need broadband? Yeah, but that's not the problem. And that's what they always throw at us from USDA. Well, we need to provide broadband for rural America. No, we need to give them fair markets. We need to cut some slack on these farmers. We need to take out the monopolies that are taking advantage of everyone. We need to come back to what America's supposed to be and used to be, where we didn't have career politicians. We had statesmen who cared about things at home, who got on the phone and talked to their neighbors or went back home and talked to their neighbors. We don't need career politicians. And I don't know about you, but I'm done with their games. I've got an article here. We might hit that tomorrow. And we need to support companies. We need to support organizations that are taking care of your industry, that are taking care of the issues that we talk about. The Vitae Foundation is a wonderful foundation. And I'm going to share something that's going on locally with them. They're going to have a walkathon. I don't think that's what they're calling it. I don't have my paper in front of me. This weekend in Jefferson City, Missouri. But they are nationwide. They cover other places in the states to fight for these women who are being taken advantage of, to help them through those hard times. America takes care of their neighbors. America cares about their neighbors. Somehow we've lost that neighborhood of America. We need to reach out and do all we can because we have the power. I say this gently, but I'm telling you, we've got the power. And it's a power to be reckoned with if we'll use it. And if we'll use it, there's no doubt in my mind, we will bring America home.
BioAg. From our small family-run business to you, we offer over 30 years of research and experience so deep and so vast that you are assured to improve your personal and professional farming operation with the very best of chelates, minerals, and vitamins, and to enhance the quality of life and well-being for your livestock, your crops, and your family. With our focus on truth, clarity, and experience in feed supplements, we can help you improve your bottom line with the best of advice in conventional, organic, GMO-free, and drug-free natural products based on decades of experience and absolute respect for time-tested agricultural and natural farming processes. We are serving all of North America. Visit our website at www.bio-ag.com or call us today at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.